The topic of today's podcast is Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it.
Hi, my name is Bobby, and I'm most grateful Al-Anon member. Step 10, wow, this has been a step that has really allowed me to grow in my program, becoming aware of my actions and the patterns of which I seem to do them. I have become aware while being in program for a few 24 hours that I am a very independent person and I can do for myself. And recently we had a family gathering and my son and my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter had traveled from another state to this family gathering. And my granddaughter chose to say, "Grandma, would you have your picture taken with me?" And my first impulse was, "I take terrible pictures." And I do, for my eyes. And she looked at me and said, "Oh, okay," and walked away. And I don't know that this young lady was hurt or felt any sort of anything other than Grandma said no. And I came home after this family event, and it was in my head and on my heart. And I talked with my sponsor several times, and she, in her wonderful manner, said, "And what are you going to do about it?" And I says, "I need to make an amends. I need to tell her that I'm sorry for my actions. I'm aware that sometimes what I do is impulsive, and that's my word. And so what I did do, and I felt so much better while doing it and after I did do it, was sit down and write her a little note and express to her my apology. And at the same time, I said to her in this letter, I am ashamed of my actions. For me, that probably was the most relieving feeling that I have ever experienced while doing a 10th step, because I'm aware of my actions and I try to correct them. Would I have a picture taken today? Absolutely. You know, you get what you see. And I don't have to be a model, a glorified picture person. All I have to do is just be in the picture, and I do want to be in the picture of my family. And I thank you for allowing me to share.
Hi, I'm Grace. When I think of step 10, it brings to mind an incident that happened with me and another friend. I had spoken unkindly to her, and I could see immediately that what I had said had hurt her. I could see it in her eyes, and her face changed. And thanks to Al-Anon, I was able to recognize the fact that I had done something harmful to a friend. I was able to call my sponsor, talk it over, see what to do, and approached this young lady later in the day and tell them how sorry I was, that I may have hurt them, and that I was willing to accept the consequences of my actions. I know that thanks to the Al-Anon program, I'm able to admit to myself when I am wrong and ask for forgiveness from others. Thank you.
I am Kay, and the thing that I enjoy so much about Step 10 is the freedom that it gives me. Because of the Al-Anon program, I have learned to take a personal inventory of myself every day, and when something jumps out at me that I recognize by facial expression or by change in the subject, perhaps, I'm aware of the fact that maybe I have stepped amiss and have not conveyed really what I wanted to convey, or have done something that was not what I meant to do. It is a wonderful freedom to use the steps in Al-Anon and the tools of Al-Anon to immediately go to that person or to say to the person, I realize that I said something amiss or I did something amiss. And the freedom that comes in our relationship is incredible. I also enjoy talking with my sponsor about that and trying to find a pattern of how that behavior could be avoided in future. I think that promptly admitting it when we are wrong is the way that we grow. I have come from a background where many times I wasn't actually wrong, but I was accused of being wrong. And in the program, I have learned that I no longer have to live that way, being taught that I was wrong automatically, but that I am free to live my life the best that I can and to always accept the responsibility of that. And I am so grateful in my daily life and in my personal life that I can take a personal inventory and look for patterns of behavior and try to correct them the best that I can using all the tools of Al-Anon. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about Step 10 in Al-Anon.